A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I just got off the phone with WWE Talent Relations. Let me know that as of today, I've been released from my contract.
Look here. You can't pull this one again.
What was our dream? Come on, what was our dream? It wasn't to be a WWE superstar, was it? It was to be a professional wrestler.
You can't be fired from wrestling, pal. Somebody's gonna book you. Even an idiot like you. But what I'm asking you to do is get up. Because if you don't get up, this whole journey, this whole dream, it's gonna die. It's gonna end. And we got so much more that we need to accomplish in this journey. It's gonna keep going. But we're not gonna accomplish nothing if you don't get up. Come on, get up. What, you're just gonna let this dream die? Get up! We're going to accomplish everything! Get up! Get up!
Waking up to the news this morning of yet more WWE releases. So it was 2:30 in the morning here in the United Kingdom when we got news from Sean Ross Sapp from Fightful, who said that a number of stars were getting released from WWE. Those would turn out to be the following: John Morrison, all the remaining members of Hit Row, Isaiah Scott, Ashante the Adonis and Top Dollar, Tegan Knox, Drake Maverick, Jackson Ryker, and Shane Thorne. So let's go through some of those people then. So John Morrison came as a bit of a shock, re-signed with WWE back in 2019 in the autumn, after 8 years away doing his thing for Lucha Underground and Impact Wrestling and all the other places in between. It was soon afterwards that WWE hired Taya Valkyrie, his wife, to an NXT contract. And Taya got released last month, along with that massive amount of cuts that WWE had there. And now John Morrison has been released as well. Following the announcement of John Morrison's release, Taya Valkyrie put out numerous tweets in support of her husband. Lots of photos of them together working shows like Lucha Underground and in Impact. And she put out a tweet saying, "Stop supporting a company that has zero respect for their talent. You love pro wrestling. Spend your money on the hundreds of other alternatives. This is wrong. Ethically, as employers, they don't care about us, talent or fans." Hit Row, we need to talk about Hit Row. They were drafted from NXT to SmackDown just last month. There was so much hype around this team from NXT getting the call up to the main roster. There was some concern regarding some tweets from Top Dollar that many saw as being out of place and starting unnecessary fights and such. But you had to admire the passion and the presentation of the entire team. They really felt like something fresh on SmackDown. B-Fab, the only female member of Hit Row, was released on November the 4th. So earlier this month, B-Fab went and it left us with the remaining three. And last night, a few hours ago, the entire faction were let go. Top Dollar found himself in some hot water earlier this week when he put out a diss track on Jinder Mahal and Shanky continuing their story from SmackDown less than a week ago. So they were factored into stories less than a week ago. And Top Dollar's diss track, which many considered racist and culturally offensive, was removed by Top Dollar. And now he's no longer part of the company either. In fact, Top Dollar was the first member of Hit Row to break the silence following the announcement of their release. He said, "I'll see you all in 90 days. Hashtag budget cuts. We made something special and now we get to again. Hashtag the crew." Tagging in Swerve Scott, The Adonis, and B-Fab. He then went on to plug his third album, which is out on the 3rd of December on all streaming platforms. Isaiah Swerve Scott simply tweeted out the devil emoji, but has since shared a short excerpt from a rap song as well that he wrote, that he's in the video for. And it gives you a little sample of just of how good the artist, once again soon to be known as Shane Strickland, truly is. Ashanti the Adonis kept his words short and sweet, simply saying, "Thank you, WWE. Drake Maverick. Ah, Drake Maverick back in April 2020 was sort of the for lack of a more appropriate term, like the poster child for the cuts. In April of 2020, he brought out that heartbreaking video where he said, "I've been let go of my contract. I'm going to give it my all." You know, it was actually a video that got him his job back, it seems. He shared a video almost the moment that the news dropped. And it was a amazingly put together video, which played off that first video he did in April 2020. And just as you feel like it's going into a similar thing, we then have another Drake Maverick coming into the shot and talking to him. And telling him, "Your dream was never to be a WWE superstar. Your dream was to be a professional wrestler." The video ends with Drake taking off his WWE shirt and his phone ringing. This video has, at time of recording, been viewed 250,000 times. John Cena has quote retweeted it, saying, "This is worth a watch. Very well done and a very powerful message by a gifted performer." John Cena has got the back of Drake Maverick, clearly. Shane Thorne became kind of, again, for lack of a better term, a bit of comic relief during an awful night. A bit of humor from Shane Thorne, obviously formerly of Retribution. That was kind of how he was last seen on the main roster. But of course, he did some stuff during the Performance Center lockdown era of WWE. Him and Brandon Vink were going to be a tag team. It seems, managed by MVP. And then that sort of went to the wayside. So the next time we saw him was as part of Retribution as Slapjack. Now, he'd wrestled several SmackDown Dark matches over the past month or so. Never made a return to TV, but he was trialing a gimmick that he had pitched, which plays off his Australian heritage, like a Crocodile Dundee-esque persona. And he lost to Keith Lee, but he'd beaten Austin Theory in dark matches. So there was some intrigue from the company there, but now he's no longer part of the company. And as I say, he very much became a bit of a bright side in this, tweeting out numerous things, including, "Oi, which one of you gave them my number? I thought I was retired." And he shared the Simpsons gif of Homer Simpson saying, "Woohoo, 4-day weekend." Jackson Riker, another name let go from the company. With the exception of his partnerships, then feud with Elias, he was pretty much consigned to WWE main event since the summer. He was brought up to the main roster amid a lot of controversy because a lot of people pin the blame on him for the way the Forgotten Sons came to an end. This is following comments that he made on social media. Incidentally, Steve Maclin, formerly Steve Cutler, had a great night on Impact last night. I encourage you to go and support what he's doing over there as well. Tegan Knox, who was called up to the main roster in July. Now, what a weird time. I mean, generally, Tegan Knox's time in WWE has been a mixed bag, and I'd almost argue more snakes than ladders, because Tegan Knox suffered injuries to both legs that took her out of action for long periods of time, and she'd suffered a third injury before being called up to the main roster. She was in a tag team with Ember Moon that was dissolved. I apologize. Shotzi Blackheart was in a tag team with Ember Moon that was dissolved very quickly in favor of teaming her with Tegan Nox on SmackDown. That team picked up wins over the women's tag team champions, so you thought maybe there's something here. Then they split the team in the draft. Shotzi turned heel, and Tegan has been let go. Really devastating news. I feel, you know, putting my fantasy booker's head on, if the rumors are true that you're putting on a wrestling show at the Principality in September in Wales, you could have spent a good year making Tegan Nox into a household name. You've done more with less. I'm just saying.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I see you feeling my steelo, all cap, still keeping my brim low. Things don't always go the way that they say so, but the grass don't always stay green like CeeLo. Warm weather, don't care, still keep on a pico, but I still make a snow similar to a cheat code. They fly like the shy, give the city the wind blow, but I never lose love to my right, that's come the East Coast. Couple grand in a bundle with a pad for the summer base.
So those were the names let go from WWE last night. They come off the heels of 18 talent being let go earlier this month. The likes of Keith Lee, Karrion Kross, Nia Jax, and many others. In total, over 80 WWE stars have been released from their contracts this year. In the last 11 months, over 80. And it'll never be a rough one. Now, the thing to take from this is, a lot of us will talk about how, I mean, this is bad because it's people losing their livelihoods. It is awful. The benefit here is that there are 90-day no-compete clauses, which means that they will be paid by WWE for the next 3 months. And even those that got called up from NXT, they all get paid for the next 3 months. So there is a buffer. Obviously, they can't go and debut anywhere, but it doesn't stop those conversations getting underway. So they've got a 3 month buffer from if they're on the main roster to make plans, essentially. The releases came as a bit of a shock. So Andrew Zarian of Mat Men tweeted a few things last night, saying, when I spoke to a very reliable source at WWE last week, the belief was that the previous set of releases would be it for 2021, but with the anticipation that this would be a regular occurrence moving forward. So even though there was more to come, the belief was that was it. Many within the company, according to Andrew Zarian, were blindsided by this set of releases. And one source even told Andrew Zarian that, unfortunately, there are a lot of all-star players who will never get a chance to get off the bench. There's a lot of low morale in the company as a result of this latest run of releases as well. The email that was sent out to WWE personnel from John Laurinaitis is quite short and quite succinct. He says, due to budgetary cuts, the following WWE talent were released today, November 18th, 2021. John Morrison, Top Dollar, Ashante Adonis, Isaiah Swerve Scott, Tegan Nox, Drake Maverick, Shane Thorne, and Jackson Ryker. Thank you, John Laurinaitis. It serves to note as well that WWE, and this comes from Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful, have confirmed that they're holding tryouts once again next month. They've recently been really encouraging non-wrestling athletes to join WWE, and this will no doubt be a similar thing again, where you don't necessarily need the wrestling acumen to come on board. So just bring some shorts and come and wrestle if you want to try it. They're very keen at the moment on getting in guys who haven't got that back wrestling experience. For example, tonight on 205 Live, we're seeing the debut of Tiffany Stratton, Jessica Woyningo, who is a gymnast, a bodybuilder, and a CrossFit athlete who has been part of the Performance Center since August. And we're seeing the debut of Idris Inofi, who is a US Navy veteran, who was also part of the tryouts in August. So again, that idea of we want people who don't necessarily have years and years of wrestling experience but want to come and try it. WWE is in the game of building brand new stars, and this all feels like part of that churn to be creating stars completely in-house. Not so much bringing in wrestlers from the independent circuit anymore, but very much bringing in stars or creating stars in-house. That seems to be what they are doing. We'll have more on this story throughout the day at cultaholic.com. We will have an extended wrestling news video later today where we'll talk about a little bit more about this with Sam Driver, but we'll talk about other things happening in the wrestling world this week, including multiple NXT stars getting injured at the TV tapings last night. We'll talk about that with Sam in the news video a little later on this morning. But the main story we're leading with on the podcast today is the reports from Fightful of the release of John Morrison, Hit Row, Isaiah Scott, Ashanti the Adonis, Top Dollar, Tegan Nox, Drake Maverick, Jackson Riker, and Shane Thorne. More details throughout the day at cultaholic.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.